Well, damn. I went through quite a lot to get this taco.
Hello, everybody. I mean, crack, and there goes the beer lid.
Oh, fresh, refreshing beer sound.
Oh, sounded so good. I hope that doesn't get lost for any reason at all.
No, that was one of the best one we had. Hello, everybody. we are Sots Watch. And welcome to Sots Watch.
Are we the Sots? We're the Sots.
We are the Sots who watch. That's where we get our name.
Who watches I'm Aaron. The Sots Watch?
Who watches the I'm Sotters? Aaron. I'm Ben.
I'm Doug.
I'm Aaron.
Flawless. But who sots the watchers?
Oh
boy.
That gives us a lot to think about.
Yep. Just changed the topic of the whole sode.
And a whole lot to drink about too, if you know what I'm saying. I got a purple Gatorade 2.
Gatorade 2. Is it like Gatorade Light?
Something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hitting the hard stuff tonight. Yeah.
What would you be drinking if you could be drinking anything in the world?
Sean's whiskey.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Smart.
How's the after flavor? Is it?
You know, I'm getting hints of grape and pencil shavings.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds like Gatorade, too.
Yep.
Do you feel hydrated and ready to dunk a basketball?
Hydrated, yes. Dunk a basketball, also yes. I can do that in my sleep.
That's the only place I could do it.
But only if I'm also hydrated. If I'm dehydrated. And asleep. It's never going to happen.
If I'm dehydrated and awake, there's a slim chance, but...
My best bet is hydrated and...
I am drinking a Van Ice beer from McLeod's. I've had it on the show before. It's a really good, like you were saying, like after mowing the yard beer.
Yeah, it's nice. Good. Not as good as Gatorade 2, yeah, I guess, I mean, but you go with what you
got. We can't all be drinking Gatorade 2.
I've got a Flat Roofin from White Elm, which has probably been on here before, but I don't think I've had it before. Yeah, English Brown Porter. Taking its hustle from the streets of London, this English-style brown porter celebrates a deft hand in brewing, keeping it sessionable.
Duh.
Yet flavorful.
But note that they do not describe it as a session porter.
It's just
it's sessionable. It's that's sessionable. Fine. That's a perfectly adequate descriptor for a beer.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
I mean, it embiggens my heart.
It's session adjacent.
God damn. Cromulent. I was just thinking of that joke the other day. That's a really funny joke. It's a perfectly cromulent word.
Simpsons is so great. They've done it all.
They have. Simpsons did it. Well, okay. So, Sotskers, let's start with this. We got the beer tasting out of the way. We were going to do another type of tasting for you. Because as Aaron discovered, Burger King has announced that it is now offering dollar crispy tacos. This was the subject of much debate online. Whether it was a good thing, a bad thing, a thing worth trying. So we decided that we were going to try it. But then, well, Aaron suggested we were going to try it, and I was like, cool, I got to find a place to go get tacos. And apparently, I never thought to text back, yes, let's do it. So I'm the only one who got tacos.
Well,
from Burger King. I don't know that LinkedIn has them yet. They probably do, but
you know what else I found out? They're not new to the West Coast. I could have always gotten these crispy tacos. So,
well, why don't you try a bite of one?
All right, here we go. Maybe we'll use this instead of a bottle cap opening.
Hey.
Did you hear the crunch?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds crispy.
It was really good crunch, yep. Actually.
It was. That was an advertisement crunch right there.
Well, hit me up, Burger King. So my first reaction is not disgusting. Mm-hmm. My second reaction is not delicious.
So let's do this scale.
Okay.
You Taco Bell, I'm going to put at the bottom. Is that fair?
I don't think so. I really like Taco Bell tacos.
Okay, what's the worst fast food taco you've ever had?
Fast food taco I've ever had.
Is it Jack in the Box?
No.
Maybe it's the Burger King taco.
And actually, it might be.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. It's the shell is actually like really kind of nicely crispy and fried. The meat just doesn't really have any flavor to it.
Oh, so it's just like hamburger meat.
Mm. Like no sugar. That's not true. I took a second bite and there's a little more flavor to it. You know what the problem is? There's no GD cheese on this thing. Oh, yeah, there is. Just not a lot of it. I don't know what the problem with this thing is. It's just not very, not great.
So it's the worst taco imaginable. Second bite, not that bad. Let's see how the third bite goes. It might be the best taco you've ever tasted.
You know, guys, complete 360. It's not that great.
I was trying to think. Fast food tacos. I was like, I put Taco Bell at the bottom, and then I put, personally, Taco John's at the top, and then I can't think of any other place. Amigos in Lincoln also, but they're not great. They're so greasy.
Yeah, I would say probably Amigos is actually like the worst fast food taco I've ever had.
Yeah.
I love other stuff from Amigos, but I'm not running for
their little crisp meats and stuff like that.
Oh, God, those crisp meats. Mm-hmm. And the cheese Frenchies, but that's not the Mexican side. That's the King's Classic side.
That's a good point. And they shrink every time you go in there. It's a smaller cheese Frenchie. Like, I don't know where they found bread slices this small. So is it below Amigos? Taco?
We'll see if I can keep it down. Here's the other thing. Just last evening, or just the night before last, I was up with considerable stomach issues.
Oh, God.
I had pho. And it did not treat me well.
What was in yours?
Shrimps. That may have been the problem.
Uncooked.
They
shrimps.
Were cooked. How long ago? I have no idea, but they were cooked.
Got that heat lamp special.
But yeah, so. I was up retching all night and then like literally just dead to the world, shivering and sleeping all morning and early afternoon yesterday. And then all the rest of the day, I didn't really have the stomach for solid food. So you're welcome, Sotskers. Some of the first solid food I'm putting in my body since I was sick is a Burger King taco. So take that, GI tract.
Here's some fast food taco to get me right.
That'll teach you.
Do you think maybe you were bitten by a radioactive spider and actually right now you have spider powers? Because that's what happened in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. He was sick and he woke up and could see with no glasses.
Well, I just took my glasses off. And my vision's not any better. And I can't web anything. From my wrists. I haven't tried anywhere else.
We'll save that for the deleted. Were you bitten by like a pill bug? Can you roll up into a ball and not be eaten by birds?
I don't want to try that with this taco in my stomach right now.
Maybe you had radioactive scrimps.
Oh.
So now...
And you can float in the ocean and be eaten by...
I was going to say, I have the power to be eaten in the millions by whales.
I mean... Yeah.
Maybe.
All right.
There's only one way to find out. We'll have that on Instagram, at SotsWatch.
Hashtag find Ben's power. Ugh. Still eating this taco.
I love how long it's taking.
I'm just glad that we're going to have random bouts of just crunching as we're discussing movie news.
Spider-Man opened the new one with Spider-Man 2 Part 3, or Spider-Man Part 2 Number 3.
Yeah.
Opened this weekend to 560 some million worldwide.
Oh yeah.
In about a week of release.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I did see the movie. It was better than I didn't think it was gonna be bad by any means, but it was better than I expected it to be. I thought they would, coming off of Endgame, kind of play it safe and try to slow things down.
Yeah.
And they really didn't do that. They definitely set up the Spider-Man universe going forward with some interesting questions and scenarios. They possibly set up the MCU going forward. There's a couple things that they were thrown in that they could either do something with, or like 5 years from now, we'll be like, remember that scene? That was fun.
Mm.
And nothing comes of it, but really good. Another memorable villain. So Spider-Man is 2 for 2.
Good.
Everybody's really good in it. Zendaya is really good as MJ. I have a lot of problems with that. They're cowards. Too afraid to just call her Mary Jane Watson. They wanted to have it both ways. We want a person of color as the romantic interest. Ooh, but won't people be on the internet get mad? They will. So let's pander. And we'll call her a different name. But
you know what sucks, though?
Of.
People on the internet love pandering. They love to be pandered.
They fall for it every time. That's why Captain Marvel made $1 billion.
Yeah.
I think there's more than just that reason, but...
No, it had a brand name behind it, mm-hmm. for sure. Spider-Man's going to clear $1 billion in a week and a half, probably.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man is really good. Definitely go see it in the theaters. The special effects are great. And, like... Marvel kind of will have that problem where the special effects are just okay at moments. Like there are scenes that stand out. Spider-Man was really special effects heavy at parts, and it looked fantastic. Cool. I didn't notice anything bad. In fact, at the very beginning of the movie, he's wearing his Iron Spider suit that we've seen in Infinity War and such. Looks amazing. It doesn't look kind of fakey like it did even in Infinity War. Looks like he's actually wearing it, and maybe he was, but... I doubt it. And stay, because there are there's a couple scenes, and one is all the way at the end.
So two stingers. What are you laughing at?
Just the crinkling.
Well, I have to get out the second taco.
One of the least inconspicuous foods you can eat. Ben, are you eating a taco? No.
That's the thing. The taco's got to be the loudest food, because the wrapper, even though a burger would come in the same material, there's something about unwrapping a taco that's indistinguishable, very distinguishable from any other wrapper. How's the second taco?
It's just as disappointing as the first.
Get some hot sauce. Get some Louisiana hot sauce on that thing.
There's like,
for some Franks.
What is wrong with you? I don't know what it is. I'm talking to the thing. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the taco and asking it what's wrong with it.
Did it answer?
No.
Well,
I guess that's a good sign.
So the taco's not that bad then. But yes, there's a mid-credit scene, and the post-credit scene comes after, like, all the logos. Not just, like, you know, the music scrolls up, and then there's the post-credit scenes. It shows like two more logos that really make you think like, oh, is it done? But then there is a scene. So,
okay.
But yeah, really good. I put it in the top tier of the MCU already after having just seen it one time. So up there with Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'll have to go see it soon then.
Awesome.
Yep.
I'm excited. I wanted to go see it today. Just couldn't quite make that happen.
Too busy tracking those tacos down.
It was an all-day adventure.
I tell you, in Los Angeles, where I live, if you didn't know, we have, I can see, like, there are jack-in-the-boxes fucking everywhere, Subways everywhere, donut shops on every corner. Mm-hmm. It is difficult to find a McDonald's or a Burger King.
But you have Whataburger, too,
I think,
right?
I've seen more Arby's. No. We have In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, sorry. Whataburger is Texas. And 19 other states, but don't tell Texans that. They get real mad. It's a Texas thing, even though it's
also the best burger ever.
Hey, they're pretty good.
Whataburger is amazing.
They're okay.
Well, In-N-Out is okay.
In-N-Out isn't even okay. Even In-N-Out's a little disappointing. Especially when you consider the, like, 28-car line you have to sit through.
Get it. It's like it's fine. Like, if someone's like, hey, I'm buying In-N-Out, do you want some? I'd say yes. But that's it. I'm not going to go find it.
Anything that you have to be like, give me animal style, which is basically like every condiment you have plus a bunch of other things, and that's the only way that it tastes good. Like, it's not a great...
Cover it in
animal mustard. Yeah, I thought animal style was like cooking it in mustard, like throwing it on the flat grill with like mustard already on the bun or the burger.
That might be part of it. Because it also comes with, like, grilled onions and, like, their special sauce on top.
Yeah. Can we talk about how, in any other universe, if you order something animal style, that means it's like a burger with bacon, a slice of ham, an egg.
Yeah.
But in an Outland, it's like, oh, well, we call it animal style because technically animals have heard of mustard. Maybe we tell them about it all the time.
To be fair.
Animals might eat an onion if they were desperate.
If we ordered it animal style, it would just be raw beef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You actually get another burger that yells at it constantly going, animal style! And then the other burger.
And the french fries just keep saying, hey, have you tried the secret menu? You got to try the secret menu.
Don't tell anyone, it's a secret.
Yeah, even though the whole thing's on their website. West Coast people are the worst. That's what we're saying, Ben.
Oh, I know we are.
I wonder what's our thing. We have a thing with food.
Nebraska?
In Nebraska specifically, it's that people have lied to themselves and decided that runzas are like this fine cuisine item. You gotta come and try the runzas.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's so much a fine cuisine. It's just like, it's our thing and we treasure it because it's ours.
So here's what I think. First of all, runza has great burgers and decent onion rings.
Absolutely.
And amazing fries when they're right out of the thing.
Oh my God, yes.
And that onion ring dipping sauce is really, really good.
Yep. Good chicken chips.
Yeah. Runzas as a sandwich, I don't understand. I never got them. I never liked them. There's a lot of cabbage and onion in there that just isn't for me. It seems like a fart pocket.
You're not wrong.
Hey, Rhett and Link like them.
Well, I'm good for them. They've eaten a lot of pig anus, so
I know.
There's a lot that's going to taste better than that.
You got a good point.
But I've heard that the chili and cinnamon roll is pretty unique to Nebraska. That chili cinnamon roll combo.
Yeah,
yeah. It's there are some places in western Iowa and northern Kansas that also do it. But yeah. That was a weird one when you hear people are like, what? That's the worst thing I've ever heard. That sounds so bad. Like, oh, well, no, it's not. And also, it seems like such a simple thing. You're just putting two things that already exist together. But I don't know. It's good.
It's really good. I mean, I think you also have to explain people that it's not like an iced cinnamon roll.
True. Yeah. It's not like a Pillsbury one you get out of the can.
Because that seems a little weird, like getting the frosting in your chili. Mm-hmm. Or something like that, but with just a cinnamon roll, with just like a sweet bread roll like that, it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's the sweet with the spicy savory of the chili. Like it's it.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Absolutely. But I digress. I'm eating a Burger King taco.
A third one?
No, oh. I'm just really eating the second one slow.
Yeah,
savoring it.
Just really making sure that all goes down.
Giving it as much time as it needs.
Oh, and one last tidbit on Spider-Man. My brother pointed this out to me. Apparently, if Spider-Man makes $1 billion, Marvel maintains control of the story and stuff, but if it comes under that at any point, Sony takes over.
That's
an interesting contract to have.
Yeah, it is.
This one's definitely going to pass $1 billion, and it's probably going to do it like sometime middle of next week, or the week, well, probably the weekend after. Huh. But yeah, I think they'd want to keep the MCU involved anyway.
You would sure think.
It seems to behoove them.
Yeah, he is. He's a household name. He's one. He would have been the flagship of the MCU
hadn't been already.
Right. If they in the universe where Marvel didn't have to sell off all of its properties in the 90s, Spider-Man is the first movie that comes out. And then that ties everything together. Obviously, I think X-Men was first, but then they weren't related. But no. If they're building a universe, it would have been Spider-Man. And then the X-Men second. Mm-hmm. And then Thor now is the 23rd movie.
Well, yeah, and Iron Man wouldn't have been for some time either.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Aaron, talk to us about the movie news you heard
boy,
today.
Will I.
jumping you?
From one Disney property to another, Solo 2 has apparently been greenlit. And what I just read from what I just looked up, rumor has it they're going to bring Darth Maul into it somehow.
What?
So,
even though he died in the TV show.
He died in the TV show. Already. He was cut in half in episode one, all that. So Darth Maul's pretty much just... Darth Maul is to Star Wars as Frieza is to Dragon Ball Z. They're just going to keep bringing him back whenever the plots... Or whenever a certain storyline... might be struggling or what have you.
When Anakin learns to go Super Jedi level 3, they'll bring in
Gold Darth Maul. Yep.
Yeah.
Gold Darth Maul. I think his brother had yellow face paint instead of red.
Tattoos, Doug.
You're right. I apologize.
Yeah, you better.
Sorry to Darth Maul and his brother.
You should apologize to all Sith and all Zabrax.
I think they retconned it, and they're not God Zabrax anymore, but you're right. Yep.
Can never know anything in the Star Wars universe, because 2 weeks later, it's retconned.
Yep. Why? We asked this question, and Aaron asked this question in the text appropriately. Who's this for?
Yeah.
If it's all true and gets made and comes out.
If it is all true, it's specifically for those who are very much trying to get people to see the first Solo. It's not that bad. You should go see it. It's my favorite Star Wars. I know a few people who have made that claim.
Yeah, and I know a few who it's their favorite of the new, Force Awakens to now. It's their favorite.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie. It's just it felt way too soon to keep going on these spinoffs.
I don't know. I mean, it's if you're ever gonna make a sequel to it, you have to do it now, while everyone's still around the right age to play the characters they were playing in the time that they were playing them.
I was just talking more about the first Solo. I'm just
but that's
oversaturated.
No, I agree with you.
That was a movie. Yeah, no one was asking for. It's weird that they picked that character, the one most tied to who played him. Other than maybe James Earl Jones' voice as Darth Vader, mm-hmm. but even then you already had somebody else play Anakin. Then two people play Anakin. Three people play Anakin.
Three people?
He was his old self in the end of Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
And then the little kid, Hayden Christensen. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he was a different actor for like 2 minutes. Yeah. But still, I don't know what Star Wars is doing. 9 will come out. It will probably make a lot of money, and then we'll see where they go from there. They got to try something different.
Yeah. They've got to find there, and this sounds so bougie, and it's so much easier to say than it is to do, but they have to find their visionary. They have to find their person who has a real solid view on what to do with Star Wars. And I don't know that Abrams did it. This is all Abrams, right? J.J. Abrams?
No, he did episode 7, and he will be doing episode 9.
Oh, who did 8?
Rian Johnson.
Well, oh yeah, because we talked about this. There was a bunch of non-communication between episodes 1 and episode 2.
Yeah, and that's more... I think it's a director's fault to an extent, because they could have made an effort to talk to each other more than they did. But it sounded like the studio was like, no, you go, you do your thing, and you go do your thing, and who cares if they make sense? It's a trilogy.
Yeah.
But George Lucas was brought in as a minor consulting role for episode 9, so we'll see what that means. It could be a mess.
It means Jar Jar Binks is coming back.
I hope so. I do, in like a small... little like, oh, it's Jar Jar. But they need to, I don't know, it's weird. They like, they're going to the well, Gareth Edwards, okay, it was Lord and Miller for Solo, but then they got fired and it became Ron Howard. Yeah. I wish it was Clint Howard. Ron Howard. It's just a lot of people who are like, oh, you can tell what movie they're going to make. Instead of bringing in Taika Waititi or Ryan Coogler or, you know. Some people with some different perspective, like Marvel did. Yeah, it took Marvel a while,
but
to be
Star
fair,
Wars is kind of running out of time to do anything.
Star Wars, here's the thing, and let me explain what I mean, because the sentence is bad. Star Wars isn't that interesting of a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's about good triumphing over evil. If you're just going to tell that over and over and over again, that gets boring real fast, especially in modern times with the way we kind of have our view of the arts and media and stuff. Just do some different interesting stories that are happen to be in the Star Wars universe. Rogue One was pointless. We know they get the Death Star plans because we've seen episode 4. That's what it's Star Wars. It is. It's the story's been told. It's not that exciting. It's good beats evil. How do they do it with magic and whatever? But they keep doing that. Make some interesting stories in the Star Wars universe. Like, oh, a spy thriller that takes place on some planet we've never heard of in a time period we've never heard of. Like, it doesn't have to be. We don't have to talk about the Jedi. We don't have to talk about the Force.
We don't have to talk about the Skywalkers.
You know, we don't have to. That's what the trilogy, that's what the saga is about. And then, but no, we got all that, even in Rogue One. And I don't know about Solo. I haven't seen it. But
Yeah.
Solo 2, who's that for? We don't know. Also in Disney news.
A triple threat in Disney.
Actually quadruple today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be all Disney.
But Disney has announced that in the live action remake of The Little Mermaid, The Little Mermaid will be played by, is it Halle Bailey?
Yes.
It's Halle Bailey. Did you guys think it was Halle Berry when you first saw it, like at first glance?
I think that's what a lot of people thought.
The name, but I was like, that's not Halle Berry.
It can't be Halle Berry, right?
Black Ariel. The internet is responding just as you might think it would, with complete aplomb and courtesy.
Of course.
People are trying to scientifically prove that mermaids can't be black.
There was a thing, and that was one of them. Now, there are genuinely awful people just around, so of course they're on the internet, because they can be anonymous too, that helps. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy doing a lot of research, and a lot of those accounts that have been tweeting the weird stuff, and especially the scientific stuff, are all bot accounts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So either somebody took the time to set all these up for bad, or somebody who maybe is a multi-billion dollar corporation also knows that all press is good press and wasn't, you know.
Oh, well.
Not accusing Disney of anything, but people are... It's to the point in all of these things where I hear about the outrage before I ever see any outrage. And maybe that's just the circles, you know, I don't think I follow any white supremacists on Twitter, for example, but
yeah.
I immediately, the first thing after these announcements are made is I see people on Twitter like, if you are one of the people who hates Black Ariel, well, you should just look at these examples of other things that are also in media. Like, wait, that's a terrible argument. You shouldn't meet those type of people halfway because they don't care anyway. And B, people are mad about this.
Yeah.
I mean, do we just expect that when an announcement like this is made, people just are going to be mad? So we're like, you better not be mad.
Yes. I mean, I think we should expect that. I think we should always expect that someone is going to be mad about something like this.
Yeah.
Are people just making like preemptive, like they don't even see any outrage, but before they can, they're like, don't do it. And they make,
no, I think there are those people. Yes. Just sure. There are those, just as there are people who are actually angry about a black mermaid yeah. who lives underwater and is half of a fish. But there are also people who are, we know some of them through other people that we know mm-hmm. that are the very much like, my identity is tied to media, so I have to feel this way, and you better know that if you feel differently, even if that opinion doesn't exist, that you're the worst. Mm-hmm. And the only way my feelings are validated is if I yell about other feelings.
Mm.
That was a rambling, incoherent.
I think I get your meaning.
What are you talking about, though?
It's a whole long thing short is, you're not going to shout down those people anyway, so just ostracize and ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're mad at Black Arrow, I'll be like, all right, guess what? Blocked on Twitter. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they just go, it helps create the echo chamber that, as much as it deadens a lot of people on one side to the arguments of the other side, it can also really, like, incubate any nasty thoughts.
Sure. Yeah.
Or it can lead to like further dehumanizing the other side by just staying in your, and that's, again, that's especially in 2019 America. This is something I'm saying on both sides. I exist largely in an echo chamber. I try and get out of it from time to time, but pretty much the people I engage with on social media, the people I engage with in day-to-day life, hold pretty similar opinions to mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all that way.
And I don't really go seeking out any information that proves me wrong. But that being said, the echo chamber on my side of things, which I clearly believe is right and good and just, leads me to kind of think less and trust less the people on the opposing side.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go for their opinion. I don't want to go for their answers. And now I now have a pretty solid narrative of who I think they are without even talking to them. And that's not fair, but it's where we're at.
Yeah, that's true. Well, people project images of themselves through social media, and that's all we know about them. I'm guessing she was cast. I know nothing about this girl. I'm guessing she was cast because she can sing super well and act at least a bit.
She also seems to have, like, a beautiful smile, which,
well, yeah.
I actually, like, thinking of her smile versus the smile of original animated Ariel, I see a resemblance there, like that beaming, excited eagerness.
Sure. Youthful exuberance.
Yeah, that's a better word for it, or a better phrase.
So they've cast Ariel first. They haven't said anything about anybody else, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
I know Terry Crews wants to play King Triton.
I saw that, yeah.
Which he would be, fucking should be.
It would be amazing.
I've also seen Idris Elba
Ooh.
Posted as a supposed...
That would also be good.
Triton. Yeah, he'd also kill it.
Are they? Do you think there's going to be... It's going to be like a crab and a fish, right? That are just animated?
Who knows?
Because live action... It's weird, right? The one they did... So we've got Aladdin. Okay. The monkey, mm-hmm. That's easy. The monkey didn't talk in Aladdin, so you could just animate a monkey.
Yeah.
Lion King, it's a bunch of lions and animals. It won't be weird if we see them talking to each other. You're going to have half fish people talking to like a crab and a dolphin.
Well, but remember the Jungle Book.
True.
Where they were able to make wolves and tigers and panthers. Mm-hmm. Oh my. Appear as though they were having a pretty frank and intelligible conversation.
Let's wait for him to come back.
So but will it be a crab? Will they be talking to like a little crab who's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, is it going to be a Jamaican crab again?
Well, and that's the other thing. When everyone's talking about this, like, well, wasn't Ariel surrounded by like a Rastafarian crab and a tropical fish, like moray eels. Like, she probably should be dark skinned. Yeah, like, will they still do that? But here's kind of branching into the next topic on our news list. Disney also dropped the first trailer for the live action Mulan. And it looks really good.
It does.
Where Aladdin and even like Beauty and the Beast looked a little ABC Family. They looked a little like everything was done up extra.
Yeah. It was like a kid's movie.
Oh. Yeah. More than
Mulan appears to be at this point.
Mulan appears very focused on telling a story.
Yeah.
We didn't get any musical. We didn't get any indication that there's going to be a lot of songs in this
movie. I have seen on Twitter something saying that Disney is not reproducing their version of Mulan. They are doing a true-to-form telling of the original legend.
That's what I heard, yeah. So no animated dragon or anything
like that. I'm also very excited. No Mushu, no Li, is it Li Zhang?
I don't know.
Her love interest.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't seen it since, like, it came out, so
yeah,
that's cool. So like an old school Chinese epic that we haven't seen here in a while,
yeah,
with some Disney money behind it too.
Yeah,
snapping your fingers to the beat.
Yeah, sorry, no, I'm actually trying to light a candle that went out.
Get the taco smell out of the apartment.
Yeah, before Gina comes home and knows my shame.
And is mad that you ate the tacos and also mad that you didn't get her any tacos.
Yeah, exactly. So she can't be like, you were just throwing up all day. What are you doing? Be like, let me live my life.
But yeah, Mulan.
Can't wait to see that there Mulan. I tell you.
That there Mulan. Do you think McDonald's will re-release the Szechuan sauce?
They better.
There was kind of a controversy last time. Rick and Morty fans, teenage Rick and Morty fans lost their damn minds.
Wasn't it like gross? Everyone was like, ugh.
Well, it wasn't good. Yeah, no, it was like, it's a ketchup and soy sauce or like honey. I don't know. It's not good. But people lost their minds. And then you had like the kids stomping on the counter because they wanted their Szechuan. I'm going to run for president. They're going to be like, well, if a teenager is throwing a tantrum in your store, you can slap them 2 times, open hand, slap them twice. And face no sort of penalties if you're a fast food employee. 2 times open hand, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But like, how much force can you put behind it?
Every store just starts hiring designated slappers. These fucking huge Terry Crews looking.
Russian slap champions. As hard as you would slap a horse to get it to like run away.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah,
it's pretty hard. It's not like full force, because the horse will kick you if you slap it too hard. And it won't go anywhere. You'll just feet on the ground.
Well, now I'm nervous about if I ever have to hit a horse. Am I going to do it with the proper strength, or am I going to die?
Well, you just don't stand like right behind it. We'll say like 60 to 70% strength. That's going to be hard to prove in court, I understand. But if the kid's throwing a big tantrum and you knock him out with a slap, I don't know if people are going to be that mad anyway. No jury.
I think like not enough force to get a Weeble Wobble to go all the way to the ground.
Like an adult size Weeble Wobble?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Not enough to leave a red mark, but if it bruises, then there's some charges.
I feel like if you get that Weeble Wobble all to the ground, you put some hip force into that. That was more of an open hand punch.
So get out your Weeble Wobble and your protractor. If you get past about 50 degrees.
All right. So I forget how I was branching from. I knew what I was saying. Maybe there's the chance that maybe they don't talk to animals. Maybe this is more like the original legend and it's just kind of mer people and humans and not like. And
that can be. And maybe Flounder is just like a fish that she hangs out.
Yeah,
like
it could be just a pet
fish.
Have we seen Flounder? Are there images of Flounder?
They haven't started filming this at all.
So,
because Mulan comes out next year, and I don't think Ariel's until at least the year after. Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's going to be in there at all. flounder.
Are they going to use the same hair-waving technology that Aquaman used?
I don't know.
I don't know. I never saw Aquaman.
It looked good. The hair waving underwater. Jason Momoa's beard was a bit much. Like, his beard's not really... Your beard wouldn't flow like the rest of your hair.
Well, maybe his would, because he's Aquaman.
Oh, maybe. That's true. He's half Atlantean. Who can say what his beard would do? But yeah, the hair waving underwater looked really good. And that's what I remember about Aquaman.
That is the legacy that Aquaman left.
There was a Pitbull song, too.
Was there?
Yes, there was. It was really out of place. Even in that movie, like, is it a Pitbull song right now? All right.
Just like on a scale of 1 to Gangsta's Paradise, Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, how out of place was it?
Not even close to the Sonic the Hedgehog. It was out of place. It was out of place, but you're like, oh, a Pitbull song. When Gangsta's Paradise started playing in that song trailer, like, what on earth is happening right now? Is this a joke trailer? You expect people to pop out? I'm like, just kidding. This isn't a real movie that people actually tried to make on purpose.
You know, I think I, like, as we're talking about it, I think I almost understand the motives behind it. It was just a terrible final decision.
Was it?
I think there.
Did we look it up? Did Sonic come out the same year as Gangster's Paradise?
Oh, I don't know.
It couldn't have. I don't. Sonic's got to be a couple years older than that, right? Bring me a song from the 90s, and it was just the guy who's like, oh boy.
I think
I
so.
Only remember Gangster's Paradise.
I think it's.
And What It's Like by Everlast, and we can't play that.
I think if you. I think, yes, they were trying to pick a song from the 90s. But also, I think they were kind of trying to go for that off, that like off color matchup, right? Like trying to find that song that you wouldn't think of as Sonic, or like
they thought they tried too hard.
Yeah, they tried too hard. I think they overthought it. Like when I always think in Avengers 1, when Tony Stark makes his appearance to Loki, when Loki retrieves the staff or whatever the fuck, and he's
standing in front of that crowd,
and Iron Man comes running in, blasting "Shoot to Thrill." I was like, man, that's a deep cut song, but god damn, is that perfect! Like, that's just perfect. Rocketing in your own metal suit, your own metal like super suit. To AC/DC's "Shoot to Thrill." Oh my god. So I could see where another, or, and then you have the success of Guardians of the Galaxy with its soundtrack, and as intrinsically tied in as it was to the feel and the vibe of that movie. So I could see where someone was convinced that Gangsta's Paradise has like the right kind of I don't know, like attitude. I can see the conversation happening, and I can see the wrong decision being made.
Yeah. Yep. Well, the wrong decision was made a lot in that movie, it kind of looks like. So if only Gangsta's Paradise in the trailer was the only qualm people had. Like, oh, that was a weird choice, but it looks cool.
Yeah,
anyway.
It looks great. Sonic looks very not horrifying.
Yeah. It's very like, you know, it pays homage to the original character, but brings it forward and doesn't have weird human teeth. And it doesn't look like it's his skin. It looks like it's somebody wearing a suit. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. It's,
but they're redesigning it.
Watch him go way too far in the other direction and make him like original pudgy Sonic who like doesn't talk.
And pixelated.
Just this last weekend, so the Getty Art Museum has an exhibit called The Book of Beasts, and it's about the bestiaries that used to be sold once upon a time. And, like, it had things about elephants and, you know, lions and pelicans, but it also had things on griffins and bonicons, it's some weird mythical beast that they thought came from the far-off lands of Easia. And it shat flaming poop. was that thing's claim to fame.
Hmm. What animal... Because they all were based on real animals. They just like didn't really get a good look at them or whatever. What the hell animal was that?
I'm guessing it was like a Vietnamese water buffalo. Because it described how its horns would curl up away from its head in a defenseless manner. And so they thought it was defenseless. And then it pooped. It said that its defense mechanism is to turn and shoot flaming feces for 3 acres. 3 acres.
That's quite a distance.
I defy you to find any animal that can poop for 3 acres. Besides Aaron.
3 hectares, maybe.
Aaron?
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just didn't respond to my jibe, oh. So.
No. Well, that was
Thumbs up or thumbs down, Solo 2.
Thumbs down.
Down.
Little Mermaid live action remake 2021 or whatever.
Hesitant thumbs up?
Up.
I mean, excited for the casting.
Oh, you don't have to pretend you're excited for the casting if you're not excited.
No, I am excited about the possibility of Idris Elba playing King Triton. Because I've seen the pictures people have already mocked up and he looks badass.
Yeah, I bet he does. Kind of looks badass just in regular life.
Yeah.
So I'm thumbs down on Solo 2, but I haven't seen Solo 1, so that's not fair. Thumbs down on Little Mermaid only because I don't really care about The Little Mermaid that much. I'm fine with it being made, but am I going to go see it? Not likely. Maybe that's if fair. It came out like a few years later and, you know, my daughter is old enough, but she won't be. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Mulan, which I think is next year.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Me too, thumbs up. Especially that knowing it's not a musical. Although... if you can get the odds, put as much money as you can down on somebody in the thing going, oh, Mulan's boy name, we'll make a man out of you.
I would like that.
I think they'll definitely do that. And that's how Disney's going to make 99% of the box office for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
Because that's not even their Fox properties.
Yeah.
Aaron, you've seen movies.
Well, let's have find I? Out.
Some. But has you seen a little movie... oh, shoot, I forgot what year it came out. I'm going to send you the link to it now. Have you seen the 1994 American comedy film Blank Check?
Not only has I not seen it, I hasn't even heard of this.
I saw this in the theater.
When Preston Waters sees an opportunity, he takes it. Is that Macaulay Culkin?
No, it's off.
It is not Macaulay Culkin, but Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was when Macaulay Culkin was very popular.
So they wanted to cast for him. He didn't take the role. So they're like, got to find the next best thing.
Probably yes.
When they pitched this movie to the studios, they talked about Macaulay Culkin. They couldn't get him, sure. So they cast someone else, but...
probably tried for Kieran Culkin next, unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this was also a Disney movie, I just learned right now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Disney's Blank Check. How about that?
Yep.
He knows what to do with $1 million.
Aaron, so you haven't seen, what do you think this movie's about? Based on the poster.
Based on the picture alone, I'm going to guess some kid just happens to find a blank check, probably belonging to some famous multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever in this world. And he's suddenly got that golden ticket, so to speak. And he writes a preposterous amount and tries to cash it in, but it bounces and he gets taken to jail. For man. Identity fraud.
Word for word.
Spot on. <That's> exactly.
They didn't fuck around in Disney movies back in the day.
Yeah, no. Disney was dark in the day.
Would you say he has a creepy pseudo-romance with a 30-year-old lady?
Oh, God. I would kind of hope not.
Wrong. He maybe. Does.
That's good.
Yeah.
The plot.
Doesn't he take her on a date?
He does take her on a date. I will read the back of the box. Oh boy, real blurry. All it takes is a little quick thinking, and 11-year-old Preston Waters' life becomes a million-dollar adventure. When a crook runs over Preston's bike, he thinks it's his unlucky day. But when a quick settlement puts a blank check in his hand, he fills it in for $1 million. Now Preston is rich beyond his wildest dreams. He's got his own pad, his own limo driver, and he's spending the money like there's no tomorrow. This is 1994, so $1 million was a lot of money. The only problem with having $1 million is keeping it, especially when the FBI and the bad guys are after the loot. Join the spending spree of a lifetime as Preston tries to hang on to the cash, and you cash in on the laughs.
Oh, ooh, did you add that part, Doug?
No, the box says that. I did not add that, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yes, he gets $1 million. It's like a drug dealer or something is like, I'm going to send a guy in with a check that just says cash, and then you'll know to give him the drug money, but he gives it to the kid, and the kid writes cash.
No, it's so the guy runs, he is like a drug dealer or something like that, and he's like he just had $1 million transferred into his account so that he could make a transfer to some drug dealer or something like that.
Offshore.
Yeah, and he's in a hurry, so he's leaving. And in his hurry, he runs over the kid's bike. The kid's like, the fuck, man, my new bike. And he's like, sorry, kid. And he's like in a hurry, so he's filling out the check. He's like, there you go. You know, go take that and get yourself a new bike. And
he tells him to give it to his dad. He'll know what to do with it. That's what it was.
And so he doesn't give it to his dad. He fills it out for $1 million and he cashes it.
Do you know why he doesn't give it to his dad, Ben? It was set up beautifully at the beginning. He'd gotten a blank check from his grandma, and his dad filled the blank check out for $11. It's actually a good setup. I mean, there's a reason they,
But the rest of the movie is ridiculous. The limo driver is like knockoff Louis Anderson.
Yes, that's true. Tone Loc is in it. And he spends way more, like, even in 1994 money, the house that he buys is way more than $1 million.
I think he rents it.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, and then he pretends he's Mr. McIntosh and he romances the old lady. And he goes on the dates with the old lady. She's not old. He's just 11.
This movie, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. Blank Check is my earliest memory of disappointment.
Oh.
Like going to the movie and being like, that's not very good.
It's fine. It's not good, but it was fine. It has a... Oh, Aaron, you should see Blank Check sometime. We're gonna turn on the recorder as soon as the movie's over. Get some very immediate reactions. It's got a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds like a plan.
A 9%?
9%. An average rating of 2.9. Usually scores a little higher. 2.79 out of 5.
Wow.
It's a 2.9 out of 10 for critics. 2.8. out of 5 for users. Who logs in? There are 96,000 audience reviews for this movie.
Think about how many people watch movies every year, Doug. 96,000. That ain't a ton. True. That's not even a smash hit on the YouTubes. 96,000 views.
No, but you just watch.
I'd kill for 96,000 views, but.
But for comparison's sake, I'm going to look up The Sandlot. Oh, okay. The Sandlot has 261,000, so. Okay, that makes more sense. So if The Sandlot has like 20,000, I'm going to freak out. Well, Aaron hasn't seen. That's a disappointment for me, but your life is actually richer for having not seen that yet, Aaron.
I've totally forgot about the weird romance.
Mr. McIntosh.
Well, Sotskers, you survived. You made it to the end, and you're stronger for it. Or maybe you're dumber for it. But you're still alive, and that's what really matters. If you want to talk about what we talked about to us, if you want to tell us how wrong we are, how right we might have been, you can find us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We are SotsWatch, SotsWatch. That is also where you can challenge Aaron with hashtag Aaron hasn't seen. Use that hashtag Aaron hasn't seen and challenge Aaron to a movie, classic or new, to see if he has seen it. And if he hasn't, he's going to try and guess the plot based on the cover art alone.
I think I'm two that I've seen so
two
far.
For, yeah, we should go back and two, I'll go back and compile three. Them sometime, see where you're at. You've seen think, three or yeah, four, I think.
I think we're at three yeah, now, somewhere in but there. Don't quote me on that. Or do.
Oh, I'm Aaron.
I'm Ben.
I'm Doug.
Keep watching, Sots.